Okay, how's everybody doing? So, another podcast from HealingSoulTour.com. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, Tumblr, all the things, you know where I am. You can find Healing Soul Tour on all of those things for anybody who has questions, comments, concerns about healing in Star Wars The Old Republic. That's where to find me. So, I've been thinking a lot about my play style, I guess. Specifically the fact that I'm a clicker. And I feel like I've reached a point now where clicking is essentially a lifestyle choice that a lot of people seem to really be upset about. It's kind of funny. Anytime I mention clicking on Twitter in any way, really, I get a lot of, like, responses. Some are just, you know, responses on regular mentions, just people trolling me a little bit, and that's cool. That's funny. I like funny. Funny's good. I'll get direct messages. I've actually gotten on direct messages people who will send me a link to keybinding, like how to do it. I guess some guy did a YouTube one a while ago, and it appears to be the only one available because people send me that same link over and over again. And I've watched the link before because I think keybinding is fascinating, and the color scheme stuff he had set up was pretty cool, and I thought really smart. So I have seen that video. Feel free to send it over and over again. It's fine. And again, I don't mind messages, and really anyway, I don't care. Man, people want to message me. It's cool. I appreciate messages. I appreciate conversation to let me know about the keybinding stuff. And before I continue, I want to make sure people are clear that I don't think clicking is better or more superior to keybinding. I think it's pretty obvious that keybinding, when done accurately, when done the smart way, is pretty awesome. And I have a certain amount of respect for people who do play keybinding, because I find it really, really interesting. I find it really, I don't know, cool, I guess. I find keybinders to be cool MMO players. And you can tell for certain classes, for certain specs, for sure for DPS, you can tell where it would be a far superior way to play the game, all things being equal. So I don't click because I think it's better. I think anybody who says clicking is mechanically better or somehow superior to keybinding is kind of insane and basically just lying to themselves. It's not. The same way when you play PCs, first-person shooters, people who play with a controller. Like for me, I was a console player, and I basically still am a console player in any shooting game. Basically any video game outside of Star Wars, I would prefer on a console, and I play it on a console. So the few times I've had a shooter on a PC, like I got the recent Battlefield, whatever the most recent one was, on the PC because I wanted to see the graphics, I plugged in my Xbox controller and played it that way. And I realized that that's not the best way to play it. I realized it's not as accurate as a keyboard and mouse, and I don't care really, honestly. But I didn't go around saying, "Oh, that's better." It's just the way I play shooters, and I prefer the feel of the controller for a lot of reasons, and I just prefer it. I have played some shooters with keyboard and mouse, like the Payday games and Grand Theft Auto. I believe some of that I've played on the thing. I played Skyrim, though not a shooter, but I played Skyrim on the PC sometimes. And it's cool. I get the allure of it. It's obviously more accurate. Just technically speaking, it's far more accurate. It's better. But that doesn't necessarily mean anything when you're playing the game. And that's my point when you go to clicking and binding. The reason why I've decided to stay clicking pretty much for as long as I play Star Wars are two really big reasons. So for those of you who have asked about why I don't bind, and I've gotten a lot of questions, especially people who look at my YouTube videos. I post a lot of videos. I'm going to post one in a couple days. And people will ask me about the binding and my UI and stuff, especially. My UI is kind of wacky. And my UI is set up specifically for clickers. I don't advise non-clickers to use my UI. It's big and it gets in the way of stuff. My UI is this scientifically, I guess, designed and set up for clickers, and more specifically for heals clickers. I DPS with the same setup just because I don't like swapping around, and I have DPS stuff, and I use the same setup, but it's ideal, I think, for clickers, and we'll get into that later. So the main reason why I click is an obvious one. I started playing the game that way. I never played MMOs. I don't especially like MMOs, honestly. I don't find it to be a fun genre. I've played all of them since Star Wars released, Guild Wars 2, you know, ESO and WildStar and Final Fantasy. I've played all of those at their launch, and I've leveled the different points of them, And I realize I just don't like MMOs. I don't find them to be fun. I don't find leveling fun. I don't find grinding fun. I don't like time sinks. I don't like credit sinks. I don't like any of the stuff that is essentially the backbone of an MMO. The only thing I do like is grouping and endgame stuff. And the only endgame I've ever gotten to is Star Wars. Because it's Star Wars, and I'm a Star Wars fan, so I powered through my leveling in my first tune and my Sork. And I started raiding, and then every tune I've created since then has been really only exclusively for raiding. I don't create tunes for any other reason. So my Sork was my first tune, and I started healing on my Sork and never stopped clicking. Because I honestly, when I first started, I didn't realize that keybinding was even a thing. Because again, I don't have a history in MMOs. I had never played MMOs before. So keybinding wasn't a thing for me. It was just clicking. And honestly, to be even more newbie, when we were raiding in like EV, I would click on the tunes that I was trying to heal. So let's say the tank was taking damage, I would click on the tank, the actual tune, not the frames, because nobody told me any of this. So imagine going completely green into an MMO, completely green into endgame raiding, and having no idea of what roles are, what a healer is, what a tank is, what a DPS is. I mean, having literally no idea what any of that stuff was. And then healing, I had no idea. I was learning on the fly and taking feedback from people. So I would actually click on the tune that I was trying to heal. And I got really good at that, by the way. Anybody, if you ever need to click on somebody on the fly, click on their feet. It's a very sure way of getting them. If you click on their head or their chest, you're going to miss them more often than not. If you have to click on them for whatever reason, like PvP, sometimes you don't know who's who. You don't know the player names, and you want to bubble somebody or whatever. That's the way to do it. Click on their feet. You're going to get them pretty much every time. So I started healing doing that. I started healing clicking on the individual tune and then clicking on the ability because that's just all I knew. I did that for a very long time, for pretty much the whole progression of EV story mode, some early hard mode stuff before I realized that I can just click on the frames. And nobody told me. I don't know, one day I had an epiphany. Epiphany. I had an epiphany. Where if you click on the frames, then you can do whatever you want to that person. I was like, holy crap, this is genius. It's like, why didn't I think of this before? So then that was an evolution for me, like just to click on the frames. So then all through EV hard mode, all through KP, I was clicking on frames and clicking on heals, and again, had no concept of binding. It was a really interesting thing. Then finally, somebody saw a video I posted or something. They're like, dude, why are you clicking on your abilities? I'm like, well, what are you talking about? And they start telling me about keybinding, and I was like, well, that sounds super cool and useful. And I tried it, and I just didn't like it. I didn't like it. I just don't like it. I don't like the feel of it. I don't like not using the WASD, WASD, right? That's what it is. I don't like it. I don't like the flow of it. I don't like any of how it feels. Again, only talking about how it feels, not that it's better. It's not better. I get that. It takes more effort out of me. It takes more concentration, I think, for me to click than it does just to bind. Because people, I know players who bind, they can just kind of go fluidly through their stuff, and they do it really quickly, and they do it while they're talking, and you can hear them in the background just clicking buttons really quickly and really accurately and really precisely, and I think it's super cool. I just don't like it. I don't like the feel of it. I can't explain it, but when I'm healing, especially if you go look at my videos, when I get into a rhythm, it's a rhythm of healing. It's kind of like a dance to a song. I'm going left, middle, left, middle, left, middle, left, middle, pretty much the whole fight. If I have to do damage, I click on my right thing. If I have to pop a cooldown or an Adreno, I generally hit the top right part of my UI. If I gotta do trickier stuff, I have them kind of set up where I know where to go. So the whole fight, I'm running in circles and moving around with the WASD, and I'm doing left middle when I'm healing, when I'm only healing. That's pretty much my whole fight. That's all I'm doing. It's not ideal for people. I get that. Totally get it. It's cool. Bind away. But for me, when I'm healing, it helps me focus on what's going on. And I'm pretty dead focused on the fight as a whole. And it helps me stay into the flow of a fight. I can't explain it any better than that. It just lets me feel the fight out a lot more. It lets me makes me focus on what's going on. And it the downside is that I have to be precise when I click, because it's really easy to misclick. Another thing it's really easy to do, it's really easy to unclick your abilities, unlock your abilities if you mess up. And next thing you know, you're clicking an ability off your bar, because if you click it too fast, it'll loosen it from your bar, and then next thing you know, you're dragging. I can't tell you how many times I've clicked off an ability and accidentally like trashed it, for instance, and then in the middle of a fight, I've had to figure out what the hell I clicked off and then put it back in during a fight. So I've learned to be very precise with the left side of my left bar, because my big heel, and if I'm on my operative, my emergency, my surgical probe, they're both to the left, flush left, and I use those a lot. And that's right next to the unlock bar, the button. So I've done it a lot as recently as this week. So the for me the upside is it helps me get into a flow of a fight, and I just look at my bars and I look at the fight, and I'm kind of in a rhythm of clicking. And it also makes me be very precise on what I'm gonna do, and it forces me to think a couple of moves ahead, just like everybody else, I'm sure. I'm sure everybody else who key binds, the binding and the clicking gets you into a rhythm of the fight. I'm sure that you're thinking two or three moves ahead. I know, like, DPS can, like, I guess precasting or whatever, like mercs, you can load stuff and click it right after, and it kind of comes right after, like your tracer missiles and stuff like that. I realize all of that can happen. What you apparently seem to get from key binding, I get some of that from clicking. So I'm thinking two or three heals ahead, especially on my operative. If I'm casting Koto Injection, that 1.9 second cast gives me time to look around and see what else is going on and see who I want to hit a surgical probe with, because I'm always going to follow surgical probe up with Koto Injection. It's a free thing. Going through the motions and the flow of surgical probing also lets me see what's going on with the fight raid wide, and it gives me time to go. And that's really easy to do for me, to click on somebody and click on the heal, click on somebody, click on the heal, and still look at the fight. It gives me chances to really see what's going on. And I realize that you can probably do that for key binding. I realize a lot of you do that for key binding, but that's how I translate a raid to my heals. Through clicking, through the flow of clicking, through the flow of a fight, and through predetermining where my heals are going to go the best that I can, it makes it super easy for me to click. Like, it's very easy for me to click. So one of the main reasons I click is because that's just how I started playing a game. And most of us are stubborn, and I'm kind of stubborn. I don't feel the need to really learn any other way to do it, because I can do it. The second reason is the game is so easy to heal that I'm not going to go through the hassle of binding and going through all that kind of learning process, learning curve. If I was a DPS, like a lot, if I was my main thing was DPS, I'm pretty sure I would actually keybind, because I have DPS current nightmare stuff up to through Grobdok. I have DPS those fights, and I can tell you that clicking is sucks. Clicking really sucks for those, because there's so much going on with the DPS, and there's so many things you have to hit, especially like on my lethality sniper, or on when I tried a lightning sorc and stuff like that. It's really easy in Arsenal. I found Arsenal merc to be pretty easy. Merc in general, really. A pyro is the rotation's pretty set, but for the lethality sniper, there's so much setup to it, and the cooldowns kind of come off on a weird time that it's really hard for me to put really good DPS on a boss, or put sustained DPS on a boss, and have to click everything. I like it in concealment DPS, but there's a lot of stuff you're clicking through, so I would rather bind. So if I was going to be a DPS player exclusively or significantly, I would definitely sit there and spend a week or whatever it's going to be, go through the hassle of learning how to keybind. But if you're a healer, there's really the game is not terribly hard to heal. It's just not. I'm sorry, the content that's out now, the nightmare stuff now, it's not overly hard to heal. It's not terribly challenging to heal. Bestia is hard, and I still want to get through a little more palace, and I'm sure there's gonna be some challenges there, but it's not so hard that I feel like I have to tear up everything I do. And in case you don't know, this week alone I've gone through the first three bosses of Nightmare Dread Fortress, I think four times. I've gone through the first four bosses three times. And I've put in some really good pulls on Bestia Nightmare to where we got close to getting her once or twice. So I clear a lot of content each week. I do a lot each week in raids. I've done it in two or three different classes, including my Sorc this week. So I do a lot. I heal a lot. I raid a lot. I'm in groups a lot, and I click a lot, a lot, a lot, a lot. And my numbers are all there, somewhere around 5K heals per second. Most fights, a lot of fights, especially fights that require it, like Bestia, somewhere between 70 to 95% effective heals on most fights. It just depends on the fight, depends on who else I'm healing with. Like, if I'm healing with a Sorc, my numbers are going to go down a little bit on effective heals. So I do everything you're supposed to do as a healer, and in most cases I do it really well. But I click because that's what I learned to do when I started playing, kind of taught myself, and then now I do it because I really enjoy the rhythm of the fight, from a clicking standpoint. And I know that people do the same on binding. I'm not saying that's not possible. I'm just saying I prefer it when I click. The one thing I don't understand is why people get so... upset's a wrong word, but people get kind of involved in the discussion. Like, I can understand why raid members and raid leaders, if in the group that you're in, would ask you if you're a clicker, would try you out maybe a little more, right? So I usually don't tell people I'm a clicker until well into the group progression, or after I've established myself as a decent player, and after people feel comfortable with my heels, then it'll come out, and I'll just come out and tell people, because, you know, it's kind of a funny moment for me to tell people I'm a clicker. They don't believe me, or they get upset about it, or they troll me about it. It's kind of funny. So, you know, I just like to wait a little bit before I bring it out. So I understand why raid groups and raid leaders would say, you know, why don't you try binding and bring it up with you, especially if you're not playing up to par, especially if your numbers aren't there, regardless of your class or your role. If you're being deficient somehow, I get that raid leaders and raid members would ask why you're clicking and maybe you should do something different, especially for like a nightmare progression. I get all of that. What I don't understand, and this is true of the internet, I don't understand why generally people would go out of their way to bother somebody who otherwise isn't being asked to. Like, I don't get me. You can, you know, message me all you want. I put my videos on YouTube. I have a whole website on healing. You can't do that without asking for criticism, without asking for feedback, without expecting to get some of that. And I think that's the cool part of the internet. I think people who put themselves out there in any way should expect and hopefully receive feedback and comments and criticisms and whatever. It's cool. It's a whole part of the internet, and that's why I do my blog, honestly. But people who don't do any of that, people who just are on Twitter and maybe put a video here and there, like people who take grief for being a clicker, I don't understand, like, the I guess the fascination behind it. Like, why do people get so involved in that discussion? It's the same discussion, again, people have with controllers and in keyboards. People will, on message boards, put, hey, you know, how do I map this controller to this game? And almost every single time, one of the first couple responses you'll see, stop being a dumbass and use a mouse, keyboard, and mouse. So I'm like, okay, cool, that's useful to people, but nobody asked it. Like, that's not going to help this person who's trying to use a controller. Like, why do you care? If you're a mouse, keyboard, mouse guy, and you're really good, you should want everybody else to use a controller, because then you can just wreck them, apparently. If you're a DPS keybinder or a healer who keybinds, you should want everyone else not in your raid group to click, because apparently it's really inferior to what you're doing, so that's cool. You want to be the best, right? I don't understand people's fascination with other people's play style. I do understand fascination with other people's specs, with other people's stats, with how other people attack bosses, with other people's strategies, the debates between all of that stuff. I find to be really fascinating, really cool, and super helpful for the community, really. You know, I mean, I think it's great when people can sit around and have debates about a spec or stats in general, like crit versus power and stuff like that. I think that's great, and I think it's useful for the community for any role. But I don't understand people's fascination with whether people click, like myself click, or keybind, and some of the anger that comes from that. So anyways, I'm at 18 minutes. I have a minute and a half or so. I just wanted to talk about it. Well, why I bind. Why I click, I'm sorry. I click because that's how I started playing, and now I stayed clicking because I just really like it. I enjoy it. It's part of the reason why I like raidings, is because of the clicking mechanic, the clicking feel of a fight. I just find it to be really fun and really rewarding, and certainly challenging, and maybe not better than binding, but I really like it, and I managed to clear a lot of stuff doing it. And I think if people can do both of those things, if you can have fun playing a game and be effective, there's no reason to change it. But don't be hard-headed. I'm not going to be hard-headed. I'm sure at some point I'm going to sit down and look at binding. Until then, you guys have a good time. Have a good day. Have a good evening, whatever you're doing. Appreciate support. I got something coming later this week on force management. I managed to get my Sork into a lot of raids this week, so I got a lot of video, a lot of nightmare stuff. And I realized some Sorks having problems with force. Sorks that I've raided with have seen, you know, those challenges. So I'm going to talk a little bit about how to better manage your force, how to better use your stacks, and when to do certain things with that class. Tired. Hope everybody's doing well. I appreciate all the listens. I appreciate all the support. I appreciate all the retweets, the conversations, the likes, the follows, the favorites, all that stuff that we do with each other on Facebook and Twitter. I appreciate all of that. Hope you guys are doing really, really well. Just go out there and just heal stuff. Heal all the things. Bind or click, doesn't matter to me. Just be good at what you do and ask any questions you have. Take care, guys. See you.